I think I'm going to be here. I'll tell you why. I don't know why. But
I don't know.
And this one, you know what? Maybe I have to try this one. No, because this dumps me down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's better. Okay. How are you?
Fantastic.
Everybody good?
Yes.
Yes? Did you wait too long?
No.
And what a beautiful day.
We're glad to see your arms.
Huh?
We're glad to see your arms.
Oh. Hey, no, don't take that anywhere. Oh, I'm sorry, you need that. Okay. Oh, yes, I have arms. Well, Venus, she never needed them. But, yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
When you saw that in the script, what did you say?
I said to myself, this is great for me. This is absolutely perfect. Nobody will believe in a million years that I would do this. Never submit myself to such... You know, nonsense. But I just thought it was funny. I really did think it was funny. I liked the script. It was crazy. I said, this is completely nuts. And then I started, you know, doing some research on Eugenio, and I thought, oh, I see. And I fell in love with him in a way, you know, because he was just so funny and so spontaneous. And then when I met him in person, he's so cute.
See?
Oh, I think he's very attractive. Have you not met him?
Not yet, no.
Oh, he's very attractive. He's gone. Yes. Lost too much weight. Tell him I said that.
I met Raphael, the little boy.
Oh, adorable.
He's so cute.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Isn't he cute?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And he's so talented. Crazy talented.
Crazy.
Yeah, yes. I know. I loved him. I mean, it's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, you're sitting there, and this kid is holding forth like he's 105, and he's a Rhodes Scholar, and you're going, oh, I better keep my mouth shut. I'll show how I know.
He's quite a charmer.
Yeah, everybody in this whole thing has been charming and fabulous. Except for me, of course.
No.
I don't think you get a lot of credit because I've seen you in so many films that you actually have a really good comedic sense.
I do, thank you. Well, actually, I'm doing a new television series, a Canadian one, up in Vancouver, and have been there for the last 4 months filming, and it's comedy, and I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, and actually, I am playing a Latina girl.
Very nice.
Isn't it funny?
It's not funny. We're happy to
Well,
hear it.
Yes, we're happy to hear it. All these years is Raquel. And finally, I get to be in Eugenio's movie, and then I get to play Rosa, and she is the sexy grandmother.
Wow. How do you feel about playing the sexy grandmother?
I'm perfectly happy.
This is great.
I mean, I don't know why I'm not a grandmother. I tell my kids this all the time. But you get busy, for God's sake. But anyway, it's lots of fun. Yeah, I think it's fun. I really do like it. You know, it's for me at this point. I really feel like that whole career that I had in the beginning and even in the middle. Even with the Three Musketeers, you know, success and all, I feel like, I don't know, at this point, it's just better for me if I can have fun with the whole thing you know, enjoy it and not to feel like I have stuff to prove.
That's one of the things that Rob Loach has told us about the state of the industry, that any actor, anyone can pretty much do anything in terms of acting, whether it's a play, a commercial, a TV show, a reality show, any type of movies. Is that something?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. More today than ever before. But it started a while back because, you know, I have this Netflix thing where you can watch all the old movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I all the time, and when I come home from shooting and I want to take my mind off the day, I go and I watch old movies and stuff. And I got to tell you, as much as they're making great movies, they don't make movies like that anymore. Mm-hmm. You dream, you're not on this planet anymore.
Yes.
Those people, who are they? Where did they come from? I mean, Marilyn Monroe, in those movies that she made with Jane Russell and all that stuff and the costumes, and that, and Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor.
All of those things that I just...
you're that kind of... You're that kind of legacy. You are.
I wish I was from that era, because then there was movies to make. You know,
inspiration. Mm-hmm. What would you advise people to inspire to do whatever they can do to make that?
I don't know. I think it has to come. I think it has to come from them.
Yeah.
Do you know? I think really, I don't know that acting or show business or movies or entertainment field is a place for everybody to go. Mm-hmm. It seems like it might be because so many of us get a lot of attention. And that's always attractive, or it looks important from the outside. But basically, I'm not sure that it's a great destination for everybody, because it's a tremendous amount of hard work. There's a lot of disappointment in it. There's a lot of frustration and various things. There's also a lot of, you know, great rewards. But to be a public, in the public eye, and to be a well-known personality has another side to it. I know that my children had a lot of difficulty with having Raquel Welch as their mother, you know, going to school, and people would say, "Oh, we saw your mother in that movie, and she kissed that guy." And then, Tony would say, "She did not. She didn't kiss him." Poor thing. She was just trying to defend me, because, you know, it's just, you don't see that side of it, but it's not all that. I'm not trying to discourage any budding actresses. Go for it. But I do think that, apropos of something that somebody said earlier, right now you can do a whole potpourri of different things, because movies are not what movies once were, in my opinion. They just, there's a few of them every year that kind of lift off, and they make you feel like, oh, movies are just special, and that whole experience was transcendent. It was really worth leaving home for and going out, because everything you can get now, you know, you can just dial it in. And it's worth, you know, leaving home for and going, sitting with a group of people and experiencing that. And it doesn't happen that often. I mean, I really kind of wish I had been born at a slightly earlier time. Really, because then when I came to Hollywood, it'd still be 20th Century Fox would still have been making all those fun musicals and things. And that would have been great for me, because I always wanted to sing and dance.
You mentioned the research you did on Eugenio. And as you know, he's huge in Latin America. What I want to know is, are you prepared for that warm embrace that you're just going to get from the younger generations in these all Spanish-speaking countries?
Sure, why not? Well, I mean, this is a new generation now, but the earlier generation, Latin American generation, or not even Latin American, just Latina, or Latino, different societies, they all embraced me.
Yes.
And I felt great, you know.
I know you're probably.
First of all, that you look amazing, you look great. That is one thing that I would say. I'm really in awe.
Thank you.
Also, I wanted to, going back to what he was mentioning, I'm very curious about how you were cast as a Latina for this new show, and I wanted to know whether you speak Spanish or not.
I speak very little Spanish, but I honestly and truly, when I'm in a Spanish-speaking country, I speak much more.
Of course.
But I just lose it when I come. You know, and I've been in Canada for 3 months, 4 months.
What's the name of the series? What's the name of the series?
Title
yet?
Well, it has a title. Okay. In fact, we're doing the last episode next week. Mm-hmm. It's called Date My Dad. And there's I don't know what else I can say about it. I have to say something about it now, don't I? I don't know, this is supposed to be Eugenio's movie, And I love Eugenio. He is the most adorable man, I swear to God, the best. I mean, don't tell him, but I have dreams about it. I swear to God, he's the nicest person. And he's just
he's actually huggable.
He is, isn't he? I don't know what it is about him. And yet I've seen him very serious, and I go, oh, is this the same guy? Wow, I didn't realize he could go like that. Because he's thinking about something very seriously now. And he is very, extremely intelligent, very talented, very versatile, charming, sexy, everything.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I
know
I
sound like a
agree with you.
You do?
Yes.
I swear. I know I wasn't expecting it myself. Because I had met him at one of these Latino events here. It's called Nayleep. And he had won an award because he's so famous in the Latin community and such a big star. And so it started to be explained to me who he was and who he is and all of this stuff. And I was thinking, oh, okay. All right. But then it was this kind of a grouping, you know, not professional, you know, people and that. And I didn't really get to see who he was. But then later on when I got onto the set and I saw how he really is as a person, I was like completely blown away. I was thinking, am I getting a buzz off of him? I'm not too sure. Wait, is this for real? I said, because this guy is really cute. I mean, really charming. I mean, attractive. Seriously attractive as a man.
Oh, no, he's quite a heartbreaker in Mexico.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, he's showing me
the
text. One time he showed me the pictures.
Yeah.
He's been married to a coterie of the most beautiful women you have ever seen in your life. Make me look like a dog, I swear.
Oh,
wow. And I'm going, and the children, you know. And I'm thinking, well, I can kind of understand that. I can kind of get that. He is.
His song is in a movie, too.
Oh, she's speaking about Vadir, who played the 21-year-old Maximo coming out of the
pool. Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. That's his son.
Oh.
They very much look identical to what he was.
Oh, yes. I think I did meet him.
Yeah.
Also
a
handsome.
Yes. Almost as handsome as his father.
So this is a comedy, and Date My Dad is a comedy. Is it safe to say that you're enjoying that genre a little more?
I always was supposed to do comedy. I thought I was going to do musical comedy, but when I came to Hollywood, no, they got very serious. You know, very. And it was like, oh, I see. Well, I'm not so sure about, you know, what are they going to do with me, you know, in those kind of things. So, but I did do comedies. And I won a Golden Globe for Three Musketeers. Dick Lester, who happens to be American, but an expatriate who lived in Great Britain for a very long time. But he was wonderful and great, and Faye Dunaway was in that. Who all else? Oliver Reed, God rest his soul. And lots of people, lots of big people. And we had a great time, and it was a big hit movie.
This is a movie.
And then they forget. Like, then they forget that I do comedy. And I go, I don't know, what can I do? You know, I have to be on TV, I guess.
There's a film, I don't know if too many people remember this film, but I love this film, and you were in it, Tortilla Soup.
Oh, Tortilla Soup, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. That was when I saw it. I go, oh, she needs to do more of this stuff.
Yes, that was fun. It was really a lot of fun. And I enjoyed that myself.
And do you think you would do a comedy, a musical comedy film like La La Land or something like that?
Well, I can't. I'm too old for that.
Oh, you're not too old.
No, well, I am. I can't play that. That's like the two young people breaking into Hollywood. What is Raquel Welch breaking into Hollywood?
Exactly.
Is like.
But do you think there's a resurgence of that kind of movie coming out now?
I don't know. I have a feeling I liked it.
All right.
But I felt like it was a little homage, you know, to that type of
maybe
more of an innocent approach to dreams and, you know, collaborating with somebody else that has a similar, you know, ambitions to be in show business and go out there and sing and dance and all that stuff. But I enjoyed it. I like Ryan Gosling. He's hard not to like. But he's not as cute as Eugenio. I mean, not in person, you know. I mean, Eugenio is just a pip, you know. You spend 10 minutes with him, and it's like, oh, my God. What happened? What happened?
Crushing on you. Sorry. I think you all know you're crushing
on him. I am. He knows it.
So you're ready to work in another project with Eugenio?
I am, if he invites me. I don't know. You know, I'll probably have to stand in line. You see what's going on here? With this movie's, I feel, going to be successful. I don't know which areas or territories. I hope it's successful in this country. I really, really do. Because I think it's got an American sensibility to it. I really do. And, you know, God bless him. I hope he just goes through the roof with it. No, I think he's just a really wonderful person, and so I feel fortunate that I had the opportunity to work with him.
Have you ever thought of doing some more producing on yourself?
You know what? It's so hard to produce yourself. You know, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, ugh. Me and more of me. I just can't.
Well, other projects, you know.
Like what? I want to produce something for somebody else. No, but you know, I'm not really an auteur. You know, I'm not that kind of. You know, people who have ideas that are generic and then they go out and they cast them and everything. I mean, I suppose I could. I mean, there's a couple of things that I have that are actually Spanish type of projects, but I can't mention them because I don't have the rights sewn up. But that I would love to do. Not like an everyday thing, but as a kind of, you know, as a kind of thing that I feel like I could do and I should do because of my Latin heritage and that I'd like to do for that reason, a sensibility. But I, you know, it's a hard one because it's a very, very famous author, so I'm going to just zip it right now.
we'll look forward to it.
Well, we'll see if I'm lucky enough.
As she say, you look amazing. What are you doing when you are not on the set?
Well, I'm in a surgeon's office every week.
I mean, you have it.
No.
Any hobbies?
No hobbies.
No?
No. Life is a hobby. You know, I mean, life brings so many things. I just don't. I mean, I don't garden particularly. I can garden, and I like to garden. But for some reason, I get busy, and I don't garden. But I don't know. I just don't have hobbies, so to speak. Isn't that terrible?
No.
I can't say. I ride horses. If somebody pays me, I will ride the horse. And I like riding horses, provided that there's a stuntman right at the end to grab me over the horse when I'm done, you know. But, I mean, it's just not. I don't know. Cycling? No, not for me. I mean, where are you going to cycle? It's not traffic everywhere. Or going up a hill, a mountain? Oh, that's not me. Oh, I'll be pushing the bike up the mountain. I mean, what the heck?
I can't.
And besides that, cycling's gotten a bad name, you know. I don't mention his name. But what was the question? When I'm not working? Well, I have children, and I spend time with my daughter, and not so much with my son, because he moved out of L.A., but I still stay in close contact with him. I have a lot of friends that I enjoy the company of, and I like to, you know, play house, so to speak. I mean, I like to do things in my house and around my house.
That's
a hobby. Change my. It's kind of a girl thing, you know. I think my bedroom needs to be redone.
Are you in love?
No.
At the end of the movie, when he said, "Could this be real?"
Well, not unless Eugenio suddenly becomes.
I know. I'm a matchmaker here. No, at the end of the movie, when the
no,
when
I'm
the
not. No,
said,
don't
oh,
even
no,
just.
No, no, no.
I'm joking. Clearly,
no,
I mean no. No.
How do you feel about finding love at this point in your life?
Finding love. You know, I never did look for it. It either
it
finds me,
you.
Yeah. That's what I think. I mean, why is that? What is that supposed? I guess when you're younger and you're in
the
childbearing age, you know, you go in search of somebody who, you know, will not be too difficult to have your eggs fertilized.
There's so
you
many
don't
different
need
choices
it.
Nowadays.
No, I don't know. I just never did that. I never thought, oh, you know, I have to find a man.
Oh, no.
Why? I mean, don't those things come while you're living?
Mm. Yeah.
I know that sounds terrible. Does it sound arrogant and
no.
horrible?
No.
Well, it might be, but that's just... I just can't imagine why you have that be the one thing in life you're trying to do. I think that's why women can't find men, is because they don't get busy with their life, and then you bump into all kinds of different men.
Yeah.
You may not like them, but you bump into them.
So you come into your life.
Like
it's all
like.
Of your life.
Well, I married my high school sweetheart too. Had two children. And I thought, okay, that's done.
You said that to my mom. She said
that.
Exactly. Mine said, I was wildly in love with him. Huh?
How old is your daughter now? Yeah.
I don't know.
I have my son. No, she's 51.
She's getting up there. I don't like to say my, you know, somebody else's age.
All right. And you don't have a granddaughter? Or
no? I don't have a granddaughter. No, and I don't have a grandson either.
Are you ready
either.
For grandma? Are you ready to be a grandma?
I'm very ready to be a grandmother. I've been ready for a long time to be a grandmother.
You will enjoy this part of
Well, I mean, my son did get married too, and oh dear, how can you pick so wrong?
Oh, no. You don't want your son to come back at you?
No, he's not going to. He agrees with me. I mean, no, that is, you know, that one just, no, that was not right. Oh. That was a shame. You know, a waste of somebody's time and energy. My son's. Oh, it was a shame, you know. But, you know, he deserves to fall in love with somebody great at some point. I don't know why he always falls in love with the wrong ones.
You
are.
So
go
ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's not for you.
I was going to say, you lend a lot of credibility to a project such as this, and to many of us, your iconic status. I want to know if that's something you embrace, if that's something you're comfortable with embracing.
Well, I have really no choice. People know who I am, and I know that there is an image attached to that. I don't really exactly know precisely what it is in different heads around the world, and maybe I don't want to know. But Selma Hayek is in this. She certainly is an iconic, I think, actress. And she, you know, did this beautiful movie, Frida, and many wonderful movies. She's a lovely actress and a gorgeous woman. But, I mean, you know, Rob Lowe has had a fabulous career. Eugenio, God knows, has had a hugely successful career. And now he's kind of breaking in the United States and elsewhere in the whatever the rest of the world is. So good for him, because I think it's due. I really do think it's deserving. He's so good. He really is, and he's such a doll. But what was the question?
You embrace the fact that you're iconic to many of us.
Embrace, I don't know about embrace, I just sort of accept. You know?
Rob Lowe was singing your praises just before you came in here.
Well, you wouldn't be able to tell when I was in the scene with him. No, I like Rob Lowe. He's so handsome and he's so cool and everything, you know. But I never thought that he had a second thought about me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. He was in here talking about
He's pulling your chain. No. I tell you. No, I don't know. I'm very flattered. Honestly, I am. I always thought he was great. I really do like the guy a lot. He was fun to do the scenes with. He's very pro, and he is gorgeous. Of course, not more gorgeous than me.
He told us he has a product line.
Who does?
Rob Lowe.
Oh, does he?
For men's skincare.
Oh, my God!
I inquired as to how he stays so young looking.
Oh, good.
I mean,
why not? Men have to do that too. They have to take care of their skin.
He definitely dropped a plug for that. So,
oh, good for him. Yeah. No, really and truly.
Well, other than finishing the series in Canada, and hopefully, and this is going to be a hit. Anything planned already for another project?
I hope not. No, really, I want to come. I want a definite break. You know, somebody was telling me today that making a series, a television series, is the hardest work of all. Really, worse than being in a play. And I've done that. You know, I've been on Broadway twice in musicals, and it's hard. But oh my gosh, in movies. You only make a certain amount of, you know, like a scene, maybe a scene and a half, two, but in a series you're making a new episode every few days. You're making a whole new episode, all new situations, all new dialogue. It's just really epic. It's really tough, and I want a break.
Mm.
I do.
Deserve it.
Well, thank you. No, no, I really do. I want to go to Mexico or the Caribbean or someplace and hang out and do nothing. Do absolutely, no, really, do nothing and eat all the things I love to eat. Yes, yeah. Yeah, my margaritas and all this stuff that I like.
What's your favorite Mexican food? Or what's your favorite food?
Food? Oh, I do. I do like my Mexican food. I like my enchiladas.
Oh,
yes,
really?
I do. And I like my margaritas. So, you know,
you
my chimichangas. And
well, thank you so much. This was really a pleasure for all of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
You
all were wonderful.
Thank you very much.
I saw so many pictures of you that I'm proud to see you in front of
me.
Well,
thank you. Thank you, my dear. Thank you.
Yes.
You're very sweet.
Would she mind posing?
Yeah, can we get a picture?
We actually.
It's okay.
I let this go a little bit longer because you all were having such a good time, but now I've bumped into her next thing, and so I'm afraid that we have to.
Oh, we appreciate
we're have
your
to leave.
Thank you so
much. Oh, you're more than welcome. You were so much fun to talk to.
You did sound like you were having a really fun conversation. I hate to break it up.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
So gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your life. Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
So
enjoy
all
your
right.
life.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, enjoy your life.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Can I get one
bye.
Too?
Bye.
Thank
muchas
you.
Gracias.
All right.
Thank
you, everybody.